Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And we are here to talk about the new series from Hallmark. It's been a long time since they had a new series. So this is really fun, called The Way Home. And I am film critic Rachel Wagner, and me too is here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Michelle is here.
Hey, everyone.
And we're really excited about this new show. And we were talking off air. We don't have a name for this podcast, this series, for talking about the series yet. So if y'all listening and you have a great name suggestion for this podcast covering this series, let us know. We want to hear your ideas. But yeah, it's pretty exciting. Wouldn't you agree, Michelle? It's been a while since we've gotten a new series from Hallmark.
Yeah, for sure. And there's just several reasons that I'm excited for this. The cast, of course, like I'm a big fan of the majority of the cast. You and I have talked about Heartland for, you know, years at this point.
Yes.
So having a new show from those creators is really interesting. You know, creators that have done the same show for, you know, well over a decade and a half. So them taking on something new and something sort of similar but also very different to Heartland was interesting. But also I think this is the first show under Wanya, is that correct? This is her first.
Yeah, I mean it's the first new show that they have done, unless you count like they had a reality show and a few things, but it's the first narrative show that they've greenlit since I don't think there's been one since Good Witch.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Yeah. And considering like the changes that Wanya Lucas has made over the past couple of years and the movies, I've just been really excited to see that in the shows as well. And I'm hoping that The Way Home is just sort of the beginning of that. We already see in the cast, like it's a lot more diverse than, you know, Heartland was at the beginning and other, you know, shows. It's definitely piqued my interest right from the jump.
Yeah. Because I mean, Hallmark hasn't done that many shows. There's Science Seal Delivered. Mm-hmm. There's One Calls the Heart. There's Cedar Cove. And Good Witch and Chesapeake Shores. I guess maybe Chesapeake Shores was before. It was after Good Witch. That's the last one that they greenlit. But that was a long time ago. So yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, especially as a podcast, we got more to cover. But what about you, Miti? Were you intrigued by the premise? What kind of excited you about this show?
Yeah, I think you were the person who sent it to me initially, and I was so excited to see that there was a new show coming on Hallmark and that it was so different. It just was such a cool concept. And anytime I see Andie MacDowell is going to be in something, I'm probably going to be tuned in front row, yeah, ready to go. So that this was very intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, me too. And I just to see anything with kind of time travel, it's something different, I think was exciting. Something that I wouldn't have expected from Hallmark. We'd like to take a second from this episode of the podcast to celebrate our sponsor of this episode, and that is the Hallmarkies Patreon.
Do you love Hallmarkies podcast?
Do you want an inside scoop into what happens on the podcast?
Do you want early access to episodes and loads of cool perks?
Now is the time to become a patron of Hallmarkies podcast.
By becoming a patron, you get to access our patron Facebook group.
You can request episodes or even be a guest on the podcast.
And most importantly, any patron can join our monthly movie watch-alongs with stars like Paul Campbell, Natalie Hall, and more.
It's as low as $2 a month to join in and become a special part of the Hallmarkies family.
Please consider, and we will love you forever.
Go to patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
That's patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
So we got to watch the pilot. It's just, I think, called Mothers and Daughters is the name of the pilot. With this scene from 1814 with this girl, she jumps into the magic lake. And we're kind of saying that this is like the TARDIS lake. If y'all watch Doctor Who. Yeah, that's the kind of basic premise, is you have this girl, Alice, who is a bit of a challenging teenager, which if you'll follow the podcast, you know, is not my favorite archetype, the sullen, grumpy teenager. But we have her played by Sadie LaFlemme Snow, who we got to interview this weekend. And she starts out the movie. I mean, she starts out the show by setting off the fire alarm, and because she gets stage fright. And what did you think, Michelle, about this kind of start? You get the introduction with 1814 and then the fire alarm.
I mean, that sort of opening is something that you see in sort of fantasy TV all the time.
Oh, really?
I mean, I literally just watched the pilot for the Mayfield Witches, which is an Anne Rice show, just started. And it literally opens the same way. They go back in history and, you know, flash forward, and especially if it's something, you know, that goes through generations, they tend to sort of go way back. And they had things like that in Charmed and all of these other types of shows as well. So it was quite interesting, and not, again, it is sort of really hard to get my head around the fact that this is on Hallmark, because it's just not something we tend to see.
Mm-hmm.
We see a little bit of it in Christmas, when they sort of lean into the, you know, their time travel movies and
like Next Stop Christmas or
Rip and Time and things like that.
Rip and Time.
But it's not something that we tend to see on Hallmark, you know, throughout the year. But yeah, I thought it was a really good way of opening it. And I really do wonder if they have set up a mythology. You know, do they have sort of a sort of timeline mapped out?
Yeah, I would love to ask Heather that.
Like, how intensive is their sort of time travel? Time travel is such a difficult thing to do in TV and movies. Some TV shows do it really well. Like, I think probably the best one was in most recent years was 12 Monkeys, the TV show. Oh. Like, the time travel in that show is solid. And it's one of those ones where you think about it too hard, it literally hurts your brain. Whereas this show, it feels like they're going to be a little bit more lighter with it and sort of explain away things and just hope that the audience sort of goes with it.
Yeah, I'll definitely have some thoughts about that as far as critiques of the pilot. But overall, what did you think, Me Too, of the pilot? And what do you think of Sadie as Alice?
I actually thought that Alice was really, she was such a sympathetic character. I didn't see her as a one note, just exclusively rebellious teen.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that Sadie played her with such heart, and they did a really great job of balancing like her rebellion with clear discontent within the home. And she's just trying to find something to cling to. And her parents are maybe not doing a great job in her mind of providing that. So I thought that was balanced really well. Because I agree, Rachel, especially with young women, I hate when they're just like, this young woman can't get under control. And that's the end of the story. And yeah. I don't think that's what happened here. And then overall with the story, I love, you can ask BJ, my very good friend I co-host the pilot podcast with, anything to do with relationships between women is my single favorite genre of media. Mm-hmm. So the idea of like a complicated relationship between mother and daughter, and then with her mom and her grandma, the like very difficult relationship there that we can get into in this review.
Mm-hmm.
It just, I am maybe a fraction of people who just absolutely loves movies like Georgia Rule, Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood, like any movie where people are like, no, you need to know what your mom went through in her youth. And that is how you help build like sympathy for this person. Even like Turning Red did that to some extent. It's just my favorite thing.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the casting is really strong. I think Sadie is really good. We're somebody that we're like rooting for and isn't just sort of that archetype that I hate, the sullen, miserable teenager. If anybody's seen The Whale, I absolutely hated Sadie Sink's character in that movie. It was just the worst. But she's obviously struggling, but in her defense, she has a lot to struggle with. I mean, her parents are separating, her mom moves her at the beginning, like way far away, from her dad and from everybody that she knows. So that would be hard. That would be really hard. And, the reason why Kat decides to move, is she gets this letter from her mom. And so she decides to move back to her mom. And they go to Port Haven, it's called, in Canada. And when she gets there, Andie MacDowell's character, Del, she says, "What letter?" So that's already like bringing in some intrigue. Who wrote this letter? It was like, it was in your handwriting, you know,
and who at which time.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. And I do think that they did a really good job of making particularly Andie MacDowell look different ages.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a lot of it is the hair color, but still, I don't know. I thought they really did a good job with that.
Agreed.
Buying it. And so then we have when she moves, that, you know, they say once a singer, always a singer. And you find out that Del's husband and son passed away. So that's something that we start to learn about, because when she goes back in time, they're there. And that obviously was major trauma to the family. But what did you think, Me Too, of Kyler playing Kat, in both sort of time periods? What did you think of her?
I loved Kat across time periods. Kat, in the present day, I thought she had one of the most juicy melodramatic lines of the show. She said something to the effect of, to her mom, "I'm floundering because I have nothing left to cling to." And I was like, oh, that's such a good, like, dramatic line to yell. So I loved her in present day, especially navigating her relationship with her ex moving on, her kind of being shouldered with the task of breaking the news to Alice that her ex-husband, that Alice's dad, is moving on. He sort of was like, "I have to go to work, you deal." And then young Kat was fantastic. I loved seeing, just as a totally unrelated to the substance of the show, I loved seeing those like 90s clothes. And it was just so lovely to see like how happy their family was. And it was very clarifying how far the rift must be between Kat and Del for them to have come from an almost like classic Norman Rockwell, just picture perfect family situation. This is a family that sang together after dinner. This is something I've never seen except in movies and shows, but I know that means everybody was really happy.
Yeah. And they have Alex Hook playing Teen Kat. And I think that was very good. Very good casting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you think, Michelle, of Kyler in this pilot?
Yeah, I agree. Like, there's definitely like a through line from young Kat to old Kat. Like, I'm really curious to know if they communicated a lot before filming the pilot, just to work on certain sort of mannerisms or, you know, just certain like things. Because I know in Supergirl, like, her character also had a younger version of herself, and she spoke a lot about the fact that they worked together a lot. So I wonder if it was the same here. But yeah, just in terms of the of Cat on her own, like, I can already see the sort of beginnings of such a complex, deep character. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, like Mitu said, she was sort of given the really hard job of having to deliver the bad news, having to be the bad guy when she really isn't. We see that a lot in movies and TV, but I thought that Kyler handled it really well. And it says a lot about her character, just little moments of, you know, her refusing her ex-husband, soon-to-be ex-husband Brady's financial support anymore, that she's kind of wanting to stand on her own again. Mm-hmm. I think that says a lot about who she is. And yeah, I'm just really excited to dig into all of the sort of family drama. And, you know, there's nothing I love more than, you know, really well-written family drama where, you know, the bickering and the all of that sort of dialogue, just, mm-hmm. it, you know, some of it is done really clunky in a lot of shows, but you will get some that just do it really well, like Brothers and Sisters or Parenthood. And I can really see this coming from, you know, Heather Conkey, that she has the chops to really deliver us a really great family drama. And the fact that it's between these three women, well, three women in different time periods, it's just, I'm just really excited to see where it goes. And I know just from other sort of interviews that Kyler's given that there's just a lot more to Kat there in terms of her sort of mental health and things like that that we're really going to dig into. And I think we're going to see some amazing acting from her.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Katie. And we have a podcast called
One Kiss Means Forever. Do you love made for TV rom-coms?
Are you obsessed with Hallmark and all the Hallmark-inspired copycats that have come out on other platforms like Netflix?
And while being obsessed, do you know that these are not what one might call quality films?
If so, come listen to our podcast. Each episode, we discuss one movie that did not have a theatrical release and always ends in a happily ever after.
And how do we know it will end in a happily ever after?
Because one kiss means forever, of course.
So join us as we deep dive into each movie for about 45 minutes.
Episodes drop every other Thursday, except during the very elongated Hallmark Christmas season when we join the Christmas craze and go weekly for about 2.5 months. Bye! Bye.
Me too. Have you ever seen Heartland?
No.
Did you cover that on your show?
Mm-mm.
Because the creators of this show, or are the creators, the showrunners of Heartland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's why we kept referring to it. Heather Conkey in particular. And then her daughter, I think it's Alexandra.
Yeah, Alexandra Clark.
Yeah. And so Michelle and I have just spent the last 2.5 years covering Heartland because it's such that's now going into season 16.
Yeah, it's never ending.
But we have interviewed Heather a couple of years ago. We interviewed her. This was before I'd watched even an episode of Heartland. But Heartland is also a show that's very female based. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all around Amber's character, Amy, and her sister. And of course, then you have the rest of the family too. But anyway, it's also, you know, very animal based. Amy's a horse whisperer kind of a thing. So if people haven't listened to that interview with Heather, I'll put the link in the description. And then we did talk to Sadie as well this last weekend. I mean, the only thing that I don't know if I'm like completely sold on yet is that I did feel like when she goes back in time, mm-hmm. she goes into the lake. I felt like mm-hmm. her response was very muted. Like, I mean, if all of a sudden you were back in time and you were there with your mother as a teenager, I mean, you would be like shocked. You would have some kind of like, what is this? What's happening? Like, she didn't have anything like that. And I felt like they should have had something.
She adjusted immediately. She didn't miss a single beat.
She really did it.
Like, oh, what was your name? Oh, okay, Kat. Cool. Yeah, I think we'll make great friends.
Yeah. She's seen enough TV and movies. She knows what's going on.
Yeah, she's like, I just got to go back to that lake. Don't even worry about it. I have my return ticket stamped.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing that, like, I understand that they would kind of want to get that out of the way quickly, and it's so that they could move on with the story, but I just felt like they didn't have anything.
Yeah, true. I really feel like all of this is going to come in with Elliot. I really feel like that's going to be a major part of the show, of him sort of being the sort of explainer of the time travel and how it works and mm-hmm. and all of that, because his character is very mysterious at this point. But yeah, I feel like he's going to be a little bit of the audience surrogate, or sort of spoon feeding us the information.
I don't know. What do you think about that, Me Too? Do you agree?
That raises such a good point, Michelle. Elliot, very pointedly told Alice, I will help you anytime, any mm-hmm. place. And at first I was like, if an adult man said that to me on my first day of school, there would be a very different reaction for me and my family next steps from there.
You'd be pulling the fire alarm again.
Yeah, I pulled another fire alarm and disappeared for entirely different reasons. But obviously we know Elliot has some kind of good intention, because it's clear there's a history between him and Kat. But when he, I don't want to get too spoiler heavy so people can enjoy the show, but he clearly knows more than everyone else about the time travel.
No, so it's okay, because this is a recap. You don't have to worry about that.
Cool. So yeah. It makes me curious about what the rules of time travel are. Meaning, is this Alice's first time meeting Elliot in this timeline? Has Elliot always known Alice across timelines? Like, yeah, how long has it been happening? How long has he been walking her through it? My brain started to like fold in on itself.
Well, that's the other thing that doesn't really make sense. And I actually asked Sadie about this, is that why wouldn't anybody in her family recognize her, you know, and be like, oh, you look a lot like that teenage girl that we saw years ago.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Rescued from our own lake.
Yeah.
That would be a story in my home. I mean, yeah. I know I may not come from the most interesting nuclear family, but it would come up years later. It'd be like, remember that time you rescued that child out of that lake?
And Sadie said, oh, well, they just didn't think of it. Because I guess that, I mean, it is a good point that like your first thought isn't going to be like, oh, your time travel or
true.
that you just think, oh, you look like that girl that we knew. You just happen to look like her is probably what you think. But yeah, they are kind of Doctor Whoing it, in the sense that like Doctor Who never really deals with time, the time travel, in the sense that like all the different ripple effects, there's a couple episodes, but for the most part, they just don't, they go through time and make all these changes and it doesn't matter.
That's true.
And so that's kind of, it seems like what they're doing here.
So then when Elliot was standing at the lake at the end of the episode to be like, don't worry, Kat, she's good. Cause he knows, I guess, that Alice is about to emerge from that lake. Does that mean this is the first time he's helping her? Or has he known Alice for all of her time travel? Meaning like teenage Elliot, early 20s Elliot, Elliot today has all interacted with some iteration of Alice.
Yeah, because when adult Kat is worried about where Alice is, she asks him, how do you know she'll come home? Mm-hmm. And he says, I just do.
And he was waiting right there at the water.
Mm-hmm. So he knows.
Does that mean he has interacted with her several times? Or he just knows really well from that first time that she's gone back when he was a teenager and Kat was a teenager?
Well, it makes you wonder also, is Alice going to be the only time traveler?
Mm-hmm.
Or is Kat going to end up time traveling? Who else is jumping in this lake?
What are the limits of it as well? Can she stay there like indefinitely?
Yeah, that's also a question. Yeah.
We've got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would have been a better thing of them doing like a two episode sort of premiere, just so there's some sort of immediate answers to like. Because yeah, they do sort of leave us with a bunch of questions. Yeah, you know, I think I'm just gonna go with it. I'm gonna just approach it the same way that I approached Doctor Who and just sort of go with it. Mm-hmm. Unless it gets really silly, then I will absolutely call it out. But I think for the most part, and it would be really interesting to hear from Heather in terms of their approach to the time travel part of it. But it feels like it is what you said, Rachel, that they are just sort of doing the sort of Doctor Who thing and not really picking up on the ripple effect of changing one tiny little thing. Mm-hmm. Because if they're going to be saving people from dying and things like that, like, that's some pretty big moral things that the show will be dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Well, so we also know that Del in the modern time has basically erased all of the memories of Colton and Jacob. That's the dad and the son. The photos are gone. And Kat says, I'm floundering because I have nothing left to cling to. You've erased all of it. So that's very, it's going to be tense when we find out mm-hmm. what happened. There's some kind of accident or something.
Yeah. And do we think that Del is aware of the time travel?
It doesn't seem like it. I don't know. What do you think, Mitu?
I can't tell. I'm sorry. Please go ahead, Michelle.
No, it's okay. I just feel like it's going to be like a cliffhanger or something that's sort of going to be threaded throughout the season of hints here and there that she may know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so too, because she ran right up to Elliot as soon as she thought the letter thing was weird.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, what did you do? So I don't know if she thinks about it in a time travel sense, but at the very least, she knows that Elliot holds more cards than he's letting on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just something the way Andy's playing it. There's definitely something more going on, whether it's her being aware of the time travel or just being aware that something strange occurs in this area. Maybe she knows the history. I have no idea, but I think that will be a reveal.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and it's interesting because you have this sort of relationship between teen Elliot and Alice, starting. But then you also have sort of this relationship also between adult Elliot and Kat to see what's going to all happen with that. I think it's going to be interesting.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that. That's so messy.
I mean, I was excited that they have Evan Williams as adult Elliot because he was in Midnight at the Magnolia.
Oh, that's so good.
Which was really good. Which with Natalie Hall, who's also in this show. And I thought that she might be the new girlfriend for the dad. Mm-hmm. But it looks like a different name. There's nobody in the cast list for Rachel.
Yeah, there's also Caitlin Doubleday in the cast list as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, I think we'll be seeing a lot of Hallmark people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Colton, the dad, played by Jefferson Brown, who had a memorable stint on Good Witch, playing Ben, who I loved so much. He was so good. I was so sad when he was gone. But yeah, then you have, of course, Andy McDowell. We haven't really talked about her too much, but again, I think she does a really good job playing both ages, both parts. I mean, looking the role, but then also playing it. And I buy that these three women are this family. I think they did a good job with casting.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. It's the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Are you looking for that perfect gift for the postable, hardy, or Hallmarkie in your life?
What about getting that t-shirt or hoodie that will help you stand out at your next holiday party?
Now is the time to check out the Hallmarkies Merch Store.
Full of festive designs by artists like Jessica Miller, Carrie from Hallmark Comics, and more.
You can even have more than just shirts, but totes, cell phone cases, notebooks, mugs, and more.
And it isn't just Hallmark. We have designs for Anne of Green Gables, Man from Snowy River, The Nanny, and more.
Every purchase at the merch store goes to help support the podcast and allows us to make the great content you know and love.
There are frequent sales, so go to tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies or see the link in the description.
That's tpublic.com/stores/Hallmarkies.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
I feel like she always chooses such interesting parts whenever she sort of pops into Hallmark.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there must have been something about this show that really, so because I imagine if they're taking on a role like this, then you know they are aware that it could go for like 7 years or something like that.
Yeah.
It could be a long job. But yeah, she always chooses really interesting parts, and I do love the differences between the sort of younger Del. You know, you can sort of see how the grief of her, you know, loss of her husband, the loss of her child, you can see that in the older Del. She makes really interesting choices there. So yeah, I'm really mm-hmm. digging the way she's sort of approached it.
I would love to know from Heather how early Hallmark was involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they created this idea and they pitched it to Hallmark, or they just pitched it to a different, you know, studio that then pitched it, you know, like they do with pilots all the time, to Hallmark. I would be really curious to know how soon they were involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you would think with them working with like CBC for Heartland,
mm-hmm.
that they would maybe go there first. But right. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting to know. So then we have Elliot is in modern time. He is Alice's science teacher,
mm-hmm.
And so he can see that she's struggling, and then she has this bracelet that she had gotten from her mom. And she throws the bracelet into the pond, and then jumps in after it, regretting it. And that's when we get our first time travel. And she's saved by Teen Cat. So they meet. And again, I think that you would be a little bit more excited than she is about. I know she's a teenager, but come on. I'd be pretty excited if I went back in time and met my teen mom and my mom as a teen. and then there's this, so Al says, you know, everything will be fine. And then there's the whole Jacob wasn't fine. So she's kind of shocked to see her grandpa and to see her uncle, as you would be. And then the grandpa plays music and her guitar, she finds out that she has her grandfather's guitar. Later on, yeah, they like have dinner. Everything's pretty normal in past world. They like have dinner, they talk, everything's sweet. And so, yeah, it was interesting how sort of she just sort of naturally fits into the family, even in the past.
They had really great chemistry.
Yeah.
She and her past family. I really buy chemistry. I really buy the chemistry of present day Kat, Del, and Alice. And it's like a really juicy tension. And it's just a really good chemistry of that. I buy them as like a tense mother-daughter relationship twice over. But I think more interestingly to your point, Rachel, bought the chemistry of when she went back in time, because she blended into that family immediately. And just now when you're describing it in my mind, it's like, oh, that is odd that they like pulled her out of a lake and then brought her inside and had dinner with her. And there was not a moment of discomfort. There wasn't a moment of like, no. What were you sort of doing there on our property? Like, how did you end up washed up in this lake? There, I am like, now as you're describing it, I'm just now sort of thinking critically about it. And that is perhaps a testament to how well she blended in. Cause I was like, wow, they're just vibing. Like, what a great chemistry this family has.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how aware everyone involved, old and new, are of the TARDIS lake, you know, mm-hmm. of the magic lake, because that's the only thing that would really make sense is if this has happened before and they know, or they're just like super friendly, I guess. come in, have dinner. but young Jacob was really cute, and they have a like Polaroid camera thing, and they take the picture, and then Kat, when she's adult Kat, when she's looking through all the stuff, she finds the picture with from the past with her teen her and Alice. So that's kind of your cliffhanger of like, oh, she knows, you know, now.
Yeah, and I wonder, because it's a little bit distorted, you can't quite make it out, mm-hmm. if that's sort of going to be a theme of the show, of like the timeline sort of protecting itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also wonder, because it starts out in 1814, so are we going to go, is it just going to be this one time period, or are we going to go back to other time periods?
And I wonder if it's going to be a balance of, you know, 50% of this show is going to be present day, and then another the other 50 is going to be 1999. Is it going to be an equal balance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that the year? I missed that.
1999, yeah.
1999. That makes me feel old. I was in college. 1999. Okay. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see, because why start it in 1814 with this girl running into the magic lake if you're not going to somehow bring that in another time period?
Be, it would be fun if every sort of episode started with a sort of, you know, a little bit of a history lesson of, you know, all the way up until present day, we learn a little bit more of this sort of time traveling lake. You know, every episode starts with a different year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and then it ends with Alice talking to teen Elliot and then Kat talking to adult Elliot. And then we get the, how do you know she'll come home? I just do.
So there we go. That's our cliffhanger.
So as far as pilots go, I forget exactly your rating system, me too, but I think it's like folding laundry. You'll be watching, watching. Yeah.
Would watch again, seriously, like we'd marathon it. Mm-hmm. Would watch again, casually, just sort of, you want to keep tuning in, but you're not necessarily at the edge of your seat to finish the story. And then, like you said, Rachel, would watch while folding laundry, cooking, you know, those shows you put on when you do errands, and then would not watch again.
Yeah. So what would be your verdict? I mean, I don't know if you're going to review this on your show, but so it could be a spoiler for your episode.
I don't know if we'll review this one on our show because I don't think I can get BJ to watch Hallmark, but I would say I'm probably in the would watch again, seriously camp, in the sense that every week when this comes on, I will be sat for it.
Mm, very good. Well, that's good. That's high praise then.
Yeah, I really like it.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely seriously watch this again. So I'm in the same mm-hmm. camp. Yeah, this is completely my jam. It's a family drama. It's got sort of a mystical element where it's not sort of hinted at, which tends to be the way on Hallmark. It's fully sort of going for it. Mm-hmm. In a way we haven't seen before. The cast is amazing. I'm definitely going to be watching the entire season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that much of a TV person, so I probably wouldn't watch it if it wasn't on Hallmark, but I am excited to watch it, and I think it's something different and a great cast, I agree. It's going to be fun. What we will do is similar to what we've done for other shows, is we've covered the premiere, the pilot, and then we'll cover two episodes at a time. So our next recap will be in 3 weeks. So that's how we will do it. But let us know what y'all think of the pilot. If you are intrigued by it, we'd love to hear your thoughts. And thanks so much to both of you for covering this pilot. And me too, how can people follow you?
You can find any and all episodes of the Pilot Podcast, where we review pilot episodes, hopefully one day on Hallmark, but until then, across most cable and streaming, at thepilotpodcast.com and on all podcasting platforms. And you can follow us at The Pilot Pod on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
And Michelle, what about you?
I'm on Twitter at Michelle R. Benson.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out. Also, make sure you're following the podcast, A Hallmarkies Pod, and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. We are back on Facebook, so this is very exciting.
I didn't think we ever would. Hey. So, you got back into your page?
Yeah, we did. Yes. I didn't think we ever would. I really didn't, because I had no luck getting through to them at all. But one of our co-hosts, Megan, her cousin works at Facebook, and so she saved the day. And if you get disabled out of Facebook, try to find somebody who who works there, because otherwise it's rough. But anyway, we're back on Facebook, so people follow us there. And all their social medias. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. That really helps us a lot. And also check out the Pilot Podcast and give their ratings and reviews too. That really helps a podcast out a lot if you put the 5-star reviews. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have our patron group, which we'll be talking about this show probably a lot in the patron group. So it's a great time to join the Patreon, get lots of great benefits. And then we also have the merch store, which has tons of fun designs. So take a look at that. And thanks so much, ladies. And we'll talk to you all later. And don't forget to give us your suggestions for podcast name for this series in the comments. So talk to y'all later. Bye, everyone.